on your smartphone
from the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM
with the latest news for Kent at one. Here's Tom Harrigan.
A British IT worker who travelled to Syria to fight Islamic State has died clearing landmines. It happened in Raqqa, a city the terror group only lost control of this last week. 24-year-old Jack Holmes' mum says he stood up for what he believed in. Here's Jack speaking back in August.
So before I came here, I was, just fixing computers and I was a painter. Yeah, I was just doing normal stuff like everyone else. And then I decided I wanted to fight evil in Syria.
KMFM News.
Police are looking into a road accident in Thanet last night where a man and woman from the Broadstairs area died. Thought they were stood by their car when they were hit by a van on the A299 near the old Manston Airport. Officers want to hear from anyone in the area just before the crash. A court's heard a man accused of murdering his daughter at a caravan park near Herne Bay is still waiting to be assessed by a psychiatrist. Richard Cray, who's 63, is alleged to have strangled 19-year-old Olivia at the Westlands Park in July. He's yet to enter a plea. A judge has set a provisional trial date for the new year. There are big worries this lunchtime about how modern slavery in England and Wales is being dealt with. Figures show for every 50 cases of it, fewer than one will end up in someone being convicted. Matt has more on this for us for KMFM.
Don't need to be frightened now.
At 5 a.m, a family's rescued by a charity after months of having their meagre income stolen by a slave driver.
I wasn't sure what he will do if I go to the police.
The group that's helped them know they'll simply be replaced.
Human conveyor belt of slavery.
Now the Inspector of Constabulary has warned police in England and Wales are missing signals of exploitation and prematurely shelving cases.
Officers displayed little understanding of the nature and scale of modern slavery.
Across 17 forces, there have been just 25 convictions in 2 years.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Brussels has told the UK Brexit can still be stopped. The head of the European Council says it isn't too late for our government to call off our withdrawal from the EU. Donald Tusk has been speaking to members of the European Parliament.
It is in fact up to London how this will end. With a good deal, no deal, or no Brexit.
He also warned that the toughest test of negotiations on our exit is still to come. A man's been jailed after starting a fire near a block of flats in Tunbridge. Residents had to be evacuated when Andrew Mason Fluke set a communal bin area alight on Walters Farm Road last year. The 46-year-old will spend 3 years behind bars. Hackers say they could release photos from a famous UK cosmetic surgery company with a celebrity client list. The group, known as the Dark Overlord, claims it's stolen data from the London Bridge plastic surgery clinic. The firm's trying to work out exactly what's been taken. Now, it might seem a bit early to be thinking about this, but we're being encouraged to get our Christmas travel plans sorted out if we want to take a train from Kent up to London over the festive period. It's because of major upgrade work at London Bridge that'll mean no southeastern services run to or from several stations, including Cannon Street and Waterloo East. Leanna Etkind from the Campaign for Better Transport told KMFM there are even bigger problems to come in January.
The fares rise is a really negative thing for lots of people, and of course with whether the works do lead to better journeys, the proof of the pudding will be in the eating. We won't know until all those new signalling, the new platforms have all settled in.
Well, Network Rail says there's never a brilliant time for engineering works, but that Christmas is usually quieter. Bit of worrying news if you're a wine drinker. Apparently production of it around the world this year will fall to its lowest level since the early 1960s, although it's too early to say if that'll push prices up. Frosty weather across Western Europe this spring's being blamed, followed by a summer heatwave. And Nicole Scherzinger could leave The X Factor again. She's told a newspaper it's not because she doesn't love the talent show, but because she's got so much going on work-wise at the moment.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Molly's got the latest for us this lunchtime.
Three Kent athletes will be in England's squad at the Commonwealth Games on Australia's Gold Coast next year. Adam Jamili from Dartford will take part in the individual 100 metre sprint as well as the relay. Dina Asher-Smith goes into the same events over 200 metres. Meanwhile, Jack Green's been selected for the 400 metre hurdles. And in football, Everton have confirmed David Unsworth will take temporary charge of the Premier League club. Yesterday, Ronald Koeman was sacked after a string of poor results. The side faced Chelsea in the last 16 of the League Cup tomorrow.
Thanks, Molly. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.